Joining us tonight, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, thanks so much. We love talking women's hockey.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Obviously an outstanding regular season. You finished third in the WCHA and basically go undefeated against teams not named Minnesota and Wisconsin, other than one loss to North Dakota. I mean, you couldn't have, I think, obviously you'd want a few wins, if not all of them, against Minnesota and Wisconsin. But otherwise, I mean, consistency and stellar play throughout the season for you.
Yeah, thanks, Miss. It was a real good regular season. You know, our number one goal, obviously, was to attain home ice. And, you know, we were able to do that about 3 weeks ago. And from that point, you know, the group wanted to get third. I mean, they realized that was something that was attainable. And, you know, to their credit, they went out and won the next four hockey games. So, all in all, just a real solid year. And you know, a lot of program best, but you know, we talked about today, everything we have done to this point has just gotten us to this series here against Duluth, and that's our focus now.
It's kind of what makes it kind of brutal in a way, doesn't it? I mean, you put in all this hard work and effort, and then it's like you reset the clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's also kind of what makes it great is, you know, that pressure at this time. And, you know, you see it in your players, I'm sure, as well, that, you know, when the pressure rises, the players that rise to the top.
Absolutely. You know, something I brought up to him today, you just – looking at our team and just the individuals and where they came from, and you know, we've got young ladies that were, you know, conference championship teams, section championship teams, state championship teams, provincial championship teams, national championship teams, whether it's the SO Cup, you know, Steph was on a national championship team, a world championship team. I mean, all of them have had success at the highest level in terms of you know, when the pressure's on the most. And I even brought up last year that all those experiences, all those memories are something that each one of these young ladies can look back on and call up now and realize that they were able to play and perform at their best in the most crucial time. And so hopefully that'll just give them that much more confidence going into this series.
Speaking of Stephanie Anderson, today Team USA announced their roster for the Women's World Championships at the end of March. Stephanie Anderson named to that. How proud does that make you to see her hard work pay off?
Oh, just really, really exciting for her. Again, you know, Team USA, I mean, this is the best that Team USA is going to put out for a world championship. And obviously there's some, you know, we know how talented the players are in the country. And, you know, for Steph to be one of the 13 forwards, that's pretty special. And no question, she's worked awful hard for it. So we'll all be very, very excited to have the opportunity again to watch her represent USA in the world championships.
Well, she's already had some success with Team USA, of course. Two assists with Team USA, one in the Four Nations Cup, one in the Women's World Championship a year ago. She has played in 12 games for them, so obviously she brings that experience here to Bemidji with her own team.
Absolutely. You know, she got that assist at the Worlds against Canada in the gold medal game. So, again, that's all those experiences will help her. You know, she's certainly... having spent time now with Team USA in two major tournaments like that, she's certainly going to feel a lot more comfortable going into this particular tournament.
Well, I know another player on your team, Eva Bilic, has had her chance to play with the Canadian National Development Program. Will she get a chance at the Worlds?
You know what? She was in consideration. We just got an email here last on Sunday indicating that she will not be on the World Championship team, but that she's still in their pool of players, you know, looking ahead in the future.
Great.
Well, looking ahead to this weekend, Duluth, obviously the opponent. You're no stranger to the Bulldogs. The series, if you had to do all time, would look pretty lopsided, but of recent fare, you guys have done really well. You slept the Bulldogs, but you look at the games, and, I mean, the scores are indicative. I think that any of those four could have gone either way, so it's going to be a tough battle for you when the Bulldogs come to town.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're a scary team to play against because that – their top line is just outstanding. I mean, all of them have over 35 points, and they're just all very talented players, and they do such a great job of finding each other. And that's going to be, you know, one of our keys is we have to do a really good job, you know, not only on the puck carry, but we have to make sure we're taking care of the four people away from the puck because they do a great job of finding each other. And but you know what? Having the success we've had certainly is going to help. We know that, you know, we know that how we have to play in order to have that success. So, you know, it's again, it's everybody starts from a scratch in terms of your records. It comes down to who can win two hockey games, and we just feel real fortunate that we're playing at home this year.
Well, it seems like, you know, certainly defensively, you guys are very strong. You look up and down the scores of your game, the ones that you're successful on, the opponent does not score more than once or twice at most, really. You're able to shut down your opponent. Is that has that been what has really spurred your key to success?
Oh, absolutely. We're a team that's going to – we want to be real hard to play against. We want to when we're playing at our best, that's exactly what's happened. Is we're not giving up a lot of chances, and obviously we have a great goaltender, and she's a real big part of that. But we play good team defense, and our offense is going to come from that. And that's what we've stressed from day one, and there's no question that the team has really grasped that theory and will play that way. And it's not just blocking shots; that's certainly part of it, but it's just how we play in our end, how we play in the neutral zone. We try to create turnovers and then get going the other way as quick as we can. So when we're playing at our best, you know, teams aren't getting a lot of great chances. Certainly, when they do, we're very fortunate that we have Brittany Molat back there to, you know, boot the biscuit for us.
Well, looking back on the series against Duluth this season, a 2-0 and a 2-1 win in overtime way back in October. Of course, that 2-1 overtime win, your team battled back after they had scored first. Same as the next series, that 3-2 win, again, they struck first. Your team has responded so well, even when the other team has scored first, like they did last weekend when Minnesota State scored first in that Saturday game. Talk about how your team responds in those situations.
Well, I think that's just a reflection of the maturity of the team. Certainly, the leadership that we have. I mean, we've been in enough games now. They realize that teams score on us first. It's certainly not any reason to panic. We just got to stay with our game. And I think the Lindenwood game was a real good example. They scored two goals in the first minute and a half, but you know, we just kept going out and playing our game, and that's what's really important. And certainly you're going to have, there's always going to be ebbs and flows and ups and downs in a hockey game, and we just got to stay on an even keel, continue to play our game, and you know, I've always been impressed with the pushback this team has shown whenever a team has scored on us, that we've kind of gotten refocused and gotten right back after it.
I know Duluth has got a very solid top line. They have scored a ton of points this season. 115 combined points by Bricklick, Stalder, and Kava. 49 goals by that line. How do you plan on stopping a line like that?
Well, again, it's not just one person. It'll be a group effort. I thought we did a pretty good job against them over in Duluth. You know, one of the keys is to make them play defense. You know, when you have a team like a line like that that's very prolific, they generally spend a lot of time in the offensive zone. So if we can flip that, make them play in their zone, that's not something they like to do. They're not comfortable doing it. And we can wear them down if we're constantly making them play defense. And again, one of the strengths of our team has been our depth, and I think it's really going to show. It has shown down the stretch of the second half of the year. Certainly hope it'll show again in the playoffs. Being able to play four lines against a team that only rolls three, And now everybody's playing their 35th, 36th game. That grind is taking a toll, and that's where, again, that depth can really pay off for us.
How much does playing at home, obviously you get to be in your own bed and all that, but from a strategic standpoint, you get the last line change. So that's a competitive advantage in a sense that you've earned by your regular season finish. How much do you play into that and try to match it up?
Absolutely. And in this series, that will be very, very important because, you know, we're going to certainly want to have a certain line and more important defenseman out against that line. And obviously when it's on the fly, that's something different. But on a face-off situation, we're always going to have that last change. So we'll be able to get the matchups that we want in that situation. And, again, just playing in our facility. You know, the team loves playing at the Sanford Center. We've had a great, very loyal group of fans that are going to be able to continue to watch us play here. And everything involved, you know, they have to travel. They were in St. Cloud last weekend. They got to turn around. They're back on the bus. They're coming over here. They're not real, real long trips, but they're still trips. They're still spending nights in a hotel. And, again, that just it can have an effect on a group or on a team, and we're certainly hoping to take advantage of the fact that we're the home team.
Jim, what's it going to take to beat the Bulldogs Friday?
Well, again, we talked before. We're certainly not going to change anything. I think it's just a matter of coming out and playing hard. And, you know, certainly there's those little things. We're going to have to be really good on our end. We're going to have to do a great job of picking up people away from the puck. You know, if you see all five of us following the puck, we're going to be in trouble because that's when you start losing people. So very, very important to have heads on a swivel and, you know, stick on puck all the time. And but really, really important to make them play defense. If we can do that, I think we can hopefully grind them down as the series goes on. So, you know, certainly goaltending is going to be important. It always is come playoff time. Special teams will be important. Those are areas that, you know, that they're always going to be important, but come playoff time, I think it gets magnified. So, but bottom line is just go out there and play Beaver hockey.